is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Good evening to you once again here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Sydney High School, game two of our doubleheader. It is Layman Catholic versus Jackson Center. The Cavaliers took a bye in round one. Jackson Center was victorious over Troy Christian, 60-35. The Tigers now are 16-7 on the year. Layman Catholic comes in at 12-10. Jackson Center defeated Layman Catholic by 14, 39-25 in the regular season, but it was just a two-point game at the half. Tigers have won 6 of 7. Layman Catholic 5 in a row to close the year. It shapes up as a pretty even ball game. We thought Houston was a clear-cut favorite to win game one, Chuck. Mechanicsburg gave the Wildcats all Houston wanted. Mechanicsburg, a young team, only 6 wins. This Layman Catholic team played Jackson Center very tough through 3 quarters in the first meeting between the two, a regular season contest, and we expect no different here in game number 2 of the evening affair at Sydney. Should be quite a contest. Jackson Center may want to push the ball a little faster than Layman. We'll see how well the Cavaliers defend the likes of Nicole Fote, Cassie Meyer, and Peyton Esser, who, by the way, is playing very, very well. Layman Catholic, extremely balanced. 3 young ladies at about 8 or 9 points a game on the year, including Allie Hall and Hannah Fote. We'll have to keep the Fote straight tonight. We've got 1 starting for each team. Nicole for Jackson Center, Hannah for Layman Catholic. But we expect a good game.
I think so. I mean, we haven't seen Layman play this year.
Nope.
I know they don't play the same competition that Jackson Center does in a league, but this is tournament time. And there's some names that I remember from last year you were talking about Allie Hall and Hannah Fote and Cassie Lee. Those three stand out as names that I remember that are pretty good basketball players. On the Jackson Center side, they're playing their best basketball of the year right now.
Yes.
They have, it took them a little while to get out of volleyball and get themselves into basketball mode, but right now they're playing as well as anybody. I think they got a shot at even getting to a regional if they continue to play like they have been.
Peyton Esser, Chuck, has been a key. She is more active than she was earlier in the year. Not that she was not then, but she's taking control. She's penetrating the lane, finding open shooters, and she's taking jump shots down below the foul stripe in the teeth of the opposing club's defense. She has been an igniter. She's making everybody else play better.
Well, I think so, and you're right. When your point guard can get into the lane, defensively, you're in trouble. And when she can get the ball down there, that opens it up for Fote. That opens it up for Cassie Meyer. I just think that talent-wise, this is as good a team, except for maybe Fort Laramie, in the tournament.
Well, Jackson Center has been streaking. You mentioned Fort Laramie. That's the Tigers' lone loss in the last seven games. And that was a 21-pointer at Fort Laramie on February 4th, 47-26. But Jackson has six wins to show since the 26th of January. Jackson Center won at Botkins by 9, defeated Fairlawn by 27 at home, won at Rushi by 1 on a couple of Cassie Meyer free throws with 5 seconds to go, and lost the game at Fort Laramie. Pulled off the shocker, beating Anna at Jackson Center by 10, and then defeated Covington on February 8th, 49-30, before defeating Troy Christian 60-35 in the tournament this past Saturday, when 11, count them, 11 young ladies for the Tigers scored in that easy 25-point win over Troy Christian. Jackson Center will apply pressure. It's going to be interesting to see how Layman Catholic copes with it. That may be as big a factor in deciding this game as any, valuing the basketball. Can Layman Catholic get into the half court and run its offense well enough to score 35 points to beat Jackson Center?
Well, if they can beat the pressure and get down, then now they got some girls that can score when you let them get down in the paint. But you got to be able to get it there first, and that's what Jackson Center is going to attempt to do tonight, is force them to run their offense farther out than they want to.
Craig Hall has done a real nice job rebuilding this Layman Catholic program. Remember, just a few years ago, Layman Catholic didn't have a girls' JV program.
Right, and before that, they were as good as any girls' basketball program in the area.
Yep, and it's still a very young team. When you look down through the roster, you see just a couple of seniors. Jackson Center Tigers got off to a slow start against Troy Christian, then kicked it into gear in the second half. And a big factor for Jackson Center, in addition to Peyton Esser, has been that jump shooting from Cassie Meyer and Nicole Fote. If it becomes a shooting match, Chuck, and Layman Catholic's got to match up outside jumpers with Jackson Center, the Tigers clearly have the advantage.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Then you bring Cameron Elkert off the bench, and she is a real streaky shooter. She came in and hit a couple of big threes in the game against who did they play?
Jackson Center. I'm sorry.
Who did Jackson Center play in the tournament?
Troy Christian.
Troy Christian. I mean, she came in and hit a couple and really kind of ignited that run that kind of wrapped the game up for him.
Alana O'Leary, Hannah Fote, Allison Hall, the big three for Layman Catholic, each just under 10 points a game. Not much separation between them in terms of points per outing. Maybe a half, three quarters of a point or so. Scott Dosick has enabled this Jackson Center team to really become a good club at the season's end. Tigers might have hit a swoon midseason, started hot, then dragged a little bit offensively, had a hard time scoring. Coach Dosick will be the first to tell you that in late December, early January, at Jackson Center, had trouble scoring points. But the Tigers' offense is clicking now, and it's going to be important for Layman Catholic to make shots to stay with Jackson Center. Opening five for Jackson Center is as follows. Peyton Esser is at point guard. Peyton, a 5'7 senior. Pauline Meyer on the floor, a 5'7 senior. Peyton at 8 points a game. Cassie Meyer, just under 10, a 5'11 junior. Nicole Thote, a little over 12, a 6 foot senior. Olivia Clark, a 6 foot 2 inch sophomore. For the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Allison Hall, 5'11 senior in the middle. Hannah Thote is a 6'1 junior. She's in the opening 5'2. Brogan McIver, a 5'6 sophomore. Grace Monin, a 5'6 freshman. And Alana O'Leary, a sophomore, 5'8" tall. Layman Catholic Cavaliers start some youth. Here's the opening tip to begin the game, won by Jackson Center. And right away, it's Pauline Meyer making a mad dash toward the rim. She shoots it, no good. Rebound down to Layman. Here come the Cavaliers into the forecourt, retreating out on the arc to set it up is O'Leary. Guarded by Peyton Esser. Jackson Center in the road, black, orange numbers, white trim. Layman Catholic has got the white on. Blue numerals, gold outlining. Good inside post move to Hannah Thote. Can't get the shot to go. It rolls off, and Jackson Center snatches the rebound.
Layman going to open up in a 1-2-2 zone.
Ball goes to Nicole Thote at the foul line for Jackson Center. She whirls and twirls in the lane. No good. Rebound stick back 5 feet away. Olivia Clark. It's no good. And Layman Catholic's got it. Here come the Cavaliers. Forecourt to her left. Grace Monin on the arc. Dribbles. A minute gone. No score. Layman Catholic wants to keep this game as close to 35 or 40 as possible. Jackson Center would like to inch it out to a 50-point game for the winner. Jump shot missed by Layman, rebounded by Pauline Meyer for Jackson Center, who hurries down the floor, dives into the lane, jumper, no good, below the foul stripe, and Layman's got the rebound.
She's had two real good looks at it, just neither one of them would drop for her.
Here's O'Leary, 25 feet away for Layman, gets a screen at the foul line from Allison Hall, missed the runner, good rebound on the interior of a Layman Catholic, and a foul, Hannah Thote. We'll get two at the stripe. 6:27 left here in the opening period. Hannah Thote, a 6'1 junior for the Cavaliers. Neither team has dented the scoring column yet, and neither still has put a point on the board. Shot is too long by Thote. Second free throw after three dribbles, spins the ball on her fingertips, and hits. Oops, we got a whistle. In the lane too soon on the Cavaliers. That negates the made foul shot. So it's still zip, zip. And here's an over-guarding foul against Layman Catholic in backcourt as Peyton Esser took the inbounds pass and tried to turn and streak up the far side. She was grabbed. Brogan McIver picks it up. We've got eight players to the left of the timeline. Here's a ball thrown up the left side by Nicole Thote of Jackson Center, deflected out by Layman. Tigers move to near midcourt, try it again. Layman relents. 6:20 left to go, opening quarter, still no score. Peyton Esser outside the arc on the right. Gives it up to Cassie Meyer. Olivia Clark bracketed in the lane right now. Here's Peyton, head of the key. Left side to Pauline Meyer. Hits Nicole Thote flashing through the lane. She catches, shot it way high off the glass. Rebound down to Hannah Thote of Layman. And she goes the other way, very speedy-like, pulls up below the foul line, and that draws a defensive foul.
She got her headband across her eyes there.
Hannah's at the line again for two. But Layman Catholic getting the kind of game at the start from Jackson Center at once. Tigers not shooting well at the outset. Free throw, Hannah Thote, yes. 1-0 Layman Catholic. 6:01 to go first quarter. Second free throw here for Hannah Fote of Layman. One bounce, two bounces, short again. Another lane violation. Had it been made, it would not have counted again.
Well, it's on the shooter, and she's stepping forward because she knows she's missing the shot.
Don't think I've seen two lane violations on free throws in the first 2 minutes of a game ever. Here is Jackson Center down the floor. Pauline Meyer outside the arc tries to make a bounce pass into the lane to Olivia Clark. She attempted to thread the needle. Layman Catholic got a shoe on it and booted it out of bounds.
Travel.
Inbounds Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer into the post to Olivia Clark, who turns but walks big time with the ball. Here comes Layman Catholic down the floor. Cavaliers to midcourt. Dribbling hard, it's McIver. McIver's in trouble. Pitches back out on the arc to Allie Hall. Steps inside the three-point circle. Misses. Hannah Fote yanks down the rebound. And Jackson Center collapses on her and fouls her once more. Hannah Fote at the stripe. She's been victimized by a couple of in-the-lane-too-soon calls.
Yeah, both of them on her.
Foul shot. Hannah off to the left. No good. We are stuck at 1-0. 5:41 to go opening period.
And that was the second foul on Clark, so she's going to have to sit.
Is that Kristen Ware who's checked in?
Yes.
Yep. Kristen Ware on the floor now for Jackson Center. Second free throw. Bouncing off to the right. No good. Rebound Jackson Center. Here comes Esser on the go. Kristen Ware, a 5'10 junior, on the court for Jackson. Oh, here's an anticipated play by Layman Catholic. O'Leary stole it, bust out the other direction, missed the gimme. Rebounded by the Tigers. Still 1-0 score, Layman. 5:20 to go in the first. Esser down the floor to Pauline Meyer. Jump shot, left flank, 16-footer. Around and out, no good. Jackson can't corral the board. It goes to Layman. 5:13 to go in the first. 10 players in backcourt now. Pressure from Jackson Center. O'Leary races up the right side. Crossover dribble in the lane all the way to the cup. Jackson Center hacks her. And Layman Catholic, Chuck, whether by design or not, is doing a splendid job racking up the team fouls on the Tigers, who have four already.
Yeah, they're very aggressive offensively.
Layman, though, has converted just one free throw. Make it two. That one by O'Leary is right on the mark. 2-0 Layman Catholic. Jackson Center, sluggish opening minutes like the Tigers were against Troy Christian on Saturday. Second free throw by O'Leary. Got it again. 3-0 Layman Catholic. Alana O'Leary connects twice at the stripe. Esser to midcourt, stops the dribble out high. Goes to Cassie Meyer. Good overplay defense by Layman Catholic, which knocks it free. Jackson gets it back. Here's Nicole Fote outside the arc, right wing, a long one. No good off the heel. Rebound, Allie Hall of Layman Catholic. Allie up the floor to McIver. Now Allie behind the arc, sets and shoots a bomb. No good off the back brace. Rebound down to Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. Bullet-like pass down the floor, broken up by Layman. Gotten back by Nicole Fote, who makes an errant pass. O'Leary's got it. She streaks the other way, leaves it short for Layman. Rebound fumble, it's loose in the corner. And Peyton Esser scraps for it for Jackson Center. Here's Peyton, right-hand dribble, then left to Nicole Fote. Jump shot, deep left corner, no, too hard. Rebound Layman, wrestling match for the ball. And it's ruled to be a jump Layman possession, thanks to the arrow. And we've been going up and down the floor, Chuck, with
nothing happening.
Yep, no production. 3-0 Layman on free throws. Not a field goal made in this game. And if Jackson Center continues to have a very off shooting night against Layman, the Cavaliers will stay in this game to the finish. Inbounds pass in backcourt by Layman, and it goes awry. No one there. Out of bounds. And Jackson Center will get the ball underneath the basket. Cassie Meyer to play it in. Here's a right corner three ball. Look out from long range. Peyton Esser drills it. Boy, when Peyton Esser is shooting from that distance, the Tigers can be mighty good. Here's Hannah Fote coming down the floor for Lehman, pulling up in the lane. Short, no good. Rebound to Leary, no good, but she's fouled, and she'll get two more. Team foul five on the Tigers. We're tied at three. One made field goal in the quarter. 3:56 remaining in the first period. Now, Jackson Center had a real tough stretch in early January playing Minster and Fort Loramie in succession. Those games came after beating Lehman 39-25. First free throw by O'Leary, up and in for Lehman Catholic. Second one is swished as well. And Lehman is up by two, 5-3.
Suck it up. Go.
Lehman Catholic with a change. Maddie McFarland is in, a 5'7 sophomore. Here comes Jackson Center into the forecourt. It's Esther, picks up her dribble near the timeline, and her arm is raked on the play by McFarland. Foul number two on the Cavaliers. It's a common personal. 3:49 to go in the first period. Here is Esther taking the inbounds pass at midcourt. She darts all the way to the top of the key. Foul line below it. Missed the teardrop in front. Peyton got the rebound. No, Lehman Catholic got it. Peyton stole it. Went right back to the goal and is hacked. Doesn't seem like either team, Chuck, and hang on to the ball for very long.
No, it's been kind of a real sloppy beginning to the basketball game.
Yep.
That's a second foul on, or third foul on MacGyver.
Ball inbound of a Jackson Center. Kennedy Reese on the floor now. Ball is swept to the left side to Esser. Now Kennedy out high. It's Cassie Meyer flashing into the post. Here's a long corner jumper by Nicole Fote, way short. Long rebound, though. Kicks to Cassie Meyer. And look at her probe the lane. Made a swan dive shot. It hit the back rim, stuck, and fell through. We're tied at five. Lehman Catholic forecourt. Allie Hall in the arc. Out to O'Leary, 25 feet away. 5-5 tie. We played 5 minutes. Allie Hall tries to thread the needle on a bounce pass to the interior. Broken up at Jackson Center and stolen. Cassie Lee, a 5'9 senior, is in now for Lehman Catholic. She was the leading scorer off the bench against Jackson Center when they played in the season. Lehman Catholic kicks the ball, and Jackson Center will throw in directly beneath the basket with 2:50 to go in the first period. Cameron Elkert in. Cassie Meyer hits a break for Jackson Center. Tied up at five. Under three to play in the first quarter. Ball being inbounded by the Tigers. Cameron Elkert's got it 25 feet out. Houston Wildcats await the winner in the upper bracket sectional championship Saturday at noon. We'll have it here on the web at 11:45. Here is a spin move by Esser. Esser below the foul line in the lane. High arching shot. Good. It hit the backboard and went through. She'll take it. 7-5 Tigers. Good beginning to the game for Peyton Esser.
She's been playing better and better.
Allie Hall to McFarland. Pass dumped into the lane. Picked off by Nicole Fote of Jackson Center. Nicole down the floor to Esser. 2 minutes, 7 seconds to go in the first quarter. Jackson Center up a basket, 7-5. Reese, 25 feet away. Circles. Goes to Esser, high left. To Elkert, quick pass into the lane to Kristen Ware. Nice dump down to Kennedy Reese. And she is spotted late by Lehman, which has to foul her to prevent an easy basket. Good ball rotation by the Tigers.
Nice pass by Ware. Mm-hmm. Good ball awareness.
The vision by Ware led to the shot by Reese and the foul. Two free throws for Kennedy. 1:54 to go first quarter. Kennedy Reese, a 5'5" sophomore, swishes the free throw. 8-5 in favor of the Tigers. Lehman led 3-0. Peyton Esser dropped in a three a little more than halfway through the first quarter. Both foul shots good, but Jackson Center, which is ahead 9-5. Here's McFarland down the floor in a hurry for Lehman Catholic. Throws the ball up ahead. Jackson Center gets a piece of it. And then the ball touches a layman Catholic player who's on the floor.
Yeah, just bad luck right there. Just hit her right in the back.
Yeah, Carly Edwards, the freshman, was trying to reel in the basketball down on her knees. The ball caught her shoulder, went out of bounds to the Tigers. Minute 35 to go in the first period. Esther, top of the circle, outside the arc to Reese, looking for a teammate. Kennedy tries to dribble into the paint, lost the basketball. Lehman leaking out the other way. Driving layup, Cavaliers. McFarland got it. That was a 3-on-0 break. That's a live ball turnover that cost Jackson Center.
Well, you can't dribble the ball into pressure like that and not expect to turn it over.
9-7. Jackson Center leads. A minute to go, first period. Reese to Esser. Esser way out near the timeline against this zone defense. Tigers running their offense way out on the floor. Reese has it poked away. Ball loose in backcourt. And we've got Lehman Catholic trying to make the steal foul against Grace Monin. 53.9 to go in the first quarter. 9-7, Jackson Center leads. Cassie Meyer will come back on the court. Jackson Center Tigers won the state championship in Division IV volleyball in November. A remarkable season. Basketball didn't start till the month of December. Jackson Center got off to a good beginning. Tigers won the first six and then struggled offensively for about 3 weeks. But are riding high now, playing their best basketball of the season, although sluggish offensively here at the outset of this game. Long three-pointer by Cassie Meyer, way short. Rebound off a Tiger player, Ware, beneath the backboard. Out of bounds to Lehman, 30.8 to go in the first period. 10 players in backcourt, pressure applied. 9-7 Tigers. Bad pass, it's loose. Kennedy Reese has got it. Jackson Center throws to Cassie Meyer at the foul line. Boy, Lehman's playing pretty sticky defense. Kennedy Reese, 25 feet away to the post to Ware. In the corner to Cameron Elkert, back to Reese. Tigers move the ball briskly against the zone. Good rotation, down low to Ware. Muscles up against Cassie Lee and makes the bank shot. Good work by Ware off the bench. 3 seconds to go. Here's O'Leary down the floor for Lehman Catholic. And from 25 feet away, she lunges toward the basket, Chuck. Released the ball. Jackson Center didn't have good presence of mind and fouled her in the act of what appeared to be a three-shot attempt.
And that was on Cassie Meyer, and that's her second.
And Alana O'Leary is back at the stripe, missed it short. Boy, she's a heady player. Very intelligent to draw that three-shot foul. Missed the first, 11-7 Tigers, 1.3 to go first quarter. O'Leary not good on that one either, too hard. Second foul shot, or I should say third foul shot upcoming for Alana O'Leary for Lehman Catholic, and that one's in. 11-8 Tigers. Let's see what they can do with 1.3. It's bounced to midcourt to Cassie Meyer, who gets it off. It is short. No good. First quarter's over. Jackson Center 11. Lehman Catholic 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Slow start to this game. Pace is picked up. We had, I think, 6 points in the first 4 minutes plus. Wound up with 19 points in the quarter between the two. 11-8 Tigers. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Cameron Elkert starts the second quarter for Jackson Center. Throws to Ware in the post. Now to Esser on the arc. Jumps into a three-pointer. Missed it a little lengthy. No good. Rebound by Cassie Lee of Lehman Catholic. Boy, she goes bolting down the floor. Look at that play by Cassie Lee. She took it 70 feet on the dead run. Threw it in outside the paint. Not like she planned it, but she's got fine instincts. She knew where the backboard was, Chuck, and she used it.
If she hadn't used the backboard, they'd still be looking for the ball out in the hallway.
Here's the pass to Nicole Fote in the lane for Jackson Center. Off balance, Jay. Good. She banked it in. Here's a steal in backcourt by Pauline Meyer of Jackson Center. Intercepted pass. Driving layup. Yes. Four quick ones by the Tigers. Lehman needs a timeout. Jackson Center up 5, 15-10. Quick start to the second quarter. Some exciting plays. Fine offensive maneuvers by both teams. Good heady steal there by Pauline Meyer. We'll keep it right here and talk to you about one of our underwriting sponsors, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. So many thanks to Goffney Furniture, which offers special savings for you always, plus added savings at the website, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right. Go to the website for more savings, GoffneyFurniture.com. Here's Lehman Catholic attacking after the timeout. Below the foul line, jump shot McFarland, no good. Danced off the iron, stick back by Lee, no. But a foul, Jackson Center, which is on her back. Cassie Lee shooting free throws. It is a deep knee bend by her. Bouncing and in. Hit the back iron, way up. Plummeted right down through the cord. 15-11. Understand that top seed Tri-Village playing down at Brookville has defeated Yellow Springs in D4 tournament play, 59-39. Second free throw by Lee was no good. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Cross-court pass to Peyton Esser. Goes to Cameron Elkert in the left corner, and she tries to shot, put up a three ball. Cassie Lee gets every bit of it and smacks it to official Kevin Foer, who's out of bounds. Tigers will throw in baseline left. Cameron Elkert looking. Airmails it out back. Ball fed to Pauline Meyer. Jumping, shooting, a high arching three. Good, nothing but net. Pauline Meyer, good beginning to this game. Coming off a steal and made basket. Drains a three to make it 18-11 Jackson Center. Lehman Catholic's got to be very careful the next few minutes. They need to stay within range. Here's O'Leary with the ball deep left corner for Lehman. Being pursued by Esser. Now to McFarland, high left. Dribble drive into the lane. Uh-oh, what do we have? Moving screen, Cassie Lee.
On Lee. Yep. She was still sliding sideways, but I blame that on the dribbler because she's got to wait till she gets set.
Exactly. 6:02 left here in the second quarter. Jackson Center to midcourt. Houston awaits the winner in the 12 noon upper bracket sectional final. Shot fake, Nicole Foote at the foul line, then leans in. Two dribbles later, missed it. It hit the back iron three times. Fell off into the lap of Lee for Lehman Catholic. Outlet to Allie Hall. Now to O'Leary. Pauline Meyer has that assignment. Cross-court pass to McFarland. Right back to O'Leary, 25 feet away. 5.5 remaining, second quarter. Jackson Center leads by 7, 18-11. Coming out to catch Allie Hall. Shot fake, starts to drive around two players. A leaner on the baseline from 7 feet is good. Allie Hall connects for Lehman Catholic, 18-13. Tigers up 5. Here at the post is Nicole Fote for Jackson Center. On the arc to Esser. Left side pass to Pauline Meyer. She shoots another three. That one clangs off the rim, goes into the corner. Lehman saves it inbounds. And here's Lehman Catholic. 3-on-2 break. McFarland's bounce pass right to Cameron Elker, who throws to a teammate who can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Lee comes out for Lehman Catholic, which re-enters Carly Edwards.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lee came in there and energized the Cavaliers.
Sure did. Baseline left, Edwards has it for Lehman, which is down five. Now O'Leary at the foul line, backs her defender down, and she is so clever at drawing two-shot fouls, does it again, had no chance to make that shot. She spun around and threw her arms up, and Paulie Meyer was all over. Foul called, two free throws coming. Good. 18-14. Jackson Center up four. When these two teams played in the regular season, back on the 30th of December, the halftime score was 17-15 Jackson Center. It's right now 18-15. We still have 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half. So this game is taking on a similar path as the first one. Esser, deep right corner to Paulie Meyer, cross court to Kennedy Reese. She starts a drive, runs into some taller players, left it way short. Rebound in the lane by Ware, being bodied by Lehman, and Kristen trying to reposition herself to shoot, shuffled and walked. 10 players in backcourt, pressure from the Tigers. Ball goes through the hands of a Lehman player, picked up by Nicole Thote in the paint. Fast shot by her, no good, needed to take her time. And the rebound lost below the basket by Lehman. Out of bounds to Jackson Center. 4:17 to go till halftime. 18-15. Jackson Center by three. Esser inbounds to Reese. Right back to Esser on the baseline. Nowhere to go there. Dribbles beneath the backboard. Her pass out is batted. It's loose on the floor. Tie-up results. It stays with Jackson Center. In the first meeting this year, Jackson Center was led by Peyton Esser at 10 points. Kennedy Reese had six. Cassie Meyer had six. And has the arrow been reversed on us, Chuck?
I think so.
Originally signaled Tigers ball. It is given to Lehman Catholic. Eight players in backcourt. Here's Hannah Fote, 70 feet from the basket. Loops it to Allie Hall. 10-second count is on. Allie still got it. Pass is batted. It comes right toward us here at press row. 3 or 4 feet up behind the scorer's table. Goes out of bounds off of Jackson Center. Lehman Catholic now having difficulty getting the ball up into the half court to work the offense. It's sped up to O'Leary. O'Leary with a drive through the lane. Half hook shot on the run. Good. It hit the back rim. Sat there. And Kerplunk, it fell through. And Jackson Center's lead is whittled to one. 18-17. 3:39 to go, second quarter. Tiger ladies have the ball in the arc. Now it's fed to Fote. Turnaround Jay. Foul line extended right. It rolls off. Nicole missed it. Here's a run out the other way by Lehman. Here's a drive to the basket. Shot too hard. And the rebound is poked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Well, Lehman Kaplan against Jackson Center pressure is really pushing it. Grace Monin did it that time. Almost got it to go. 18-17, Jackson Center up one. Tigers have taken some very hasty shots, Chuck.
Yeah, they're not running their offense very well.
Ball inbound to O'Leary. Outside the lane on the left. Little shot fake by her. And cleverly draws another two-shot foul. With 3:20 to go in the second quarter, Lehman Catholic doing a splendid job getting the foul line often. O'Leary's free throw around and out to the right.
Well, they've made three field goals in the game.
Three field goals.
Four field goals.
Four field goals for Lehman and what, 10 free throws, 9 free throws?
Yeah.
Second shot, O'Leary, good. And we are all knotted at 18 apiece. And I think that's 7 straight points for Lehman Catholic after Jackson Center led nearly 3 minutes ago, 18-11. Tigers have been scoreless for 2:40, and Lehman's knotted the count. In the right corner, Kennedy Reese feeds Olivia Clark in the lane. Olivia might have been fouled. Did she travel? Which came before the other? 1-1 for Olivia Clark. 16 fouls recorded in this game so far. 9 by Jackson Center, 7 on Lehman. 1-1 for Clark for Jackson Center. She eyes the goal, missed it off the flange. Long rebound, Pauline Meyer. She hustled after it, gave it to Peyton Esser. And Peyton probes the middle of the floor, gets below the foul line. Lehman Catholic reaches in. Foul on the Cavaliers. And Peyton's got a 1-1. Olivia Clark, a 6'2 sophomore for Jackson Center. Lines up foul line left. Free throw, Peyton Esser. Switch. Nicole Foote, Olivia Clark on the inside now for Jackson Center. Esser, Reese, Pauline Meyer round out to 5. O'Leary on the court now for Lehman Catholic, along with McIver and Hannah Foote. Second free throw too hard. Rebound volleyballed out to Kennedy Reese. Jackson Center maintains possession. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. 19-18 Tigers. Esser dribbles between the rings. Bounce pass left side to Pauline Meyer. Foul line, Nicole Foote. Fall away, 16-footer. Can't get it to go. Nicole is off. And Lehman's got the rebound, an opportunity to take the lead. Alana O'Leary over the timeline, guarded by Pauline Meyer, 25 feet away. Coming out to catch is Edwards. Into the lane to Allie Hall. She drives, pulls up, missed the 10-footer. Rebounded by Hannah Foote. Got it, and a foul. Hannah Foote, 8-footer right in front, buried it. And she was smacked on the back of the hand as she triggered the shot, and Lehman Catholic's taking a 1-point lead. Clark just picked up her third foul. 3 fouls on Clark for Jackson Center. Hannah Foote to complete the 3-point play and makes it.
Boy, she was over the line again.
She might have been. It was close. 21-19, Lehman in the lead by 2. Here is Jackson Center with the ball. 2:12 to go in the first half. Nice run here by Lehman Catholic. Here's a turnaround J by Nicole Foote. Boy, she has shot a bunch in the paint. Cannot get one to fall in. That one hung, came off. Rebounded by Esser, up and under, no good. There's Nicole Foote trying again. Rebound basket, yes, and she's fouled.
Well, I'll tell you what, Peyton Esser came from nowhere to get that last offensive rebound and get it back up. She is just playing her tail off.
Yep, and she kept it alive, enabling Jackson Center to get a goal from Foote. Free throw, Nicole, front rim, backboard, and it rolls in. 22-21, Jackson Center in the lead by a point. Under 2 to play in the second quarter. Look at Alana O'Leary driving into the lane. Running shot, no good. Baseline right jumper by McFarland of Lehman. In and out, no good. And Jackson Center's got the carom. Up a point, 1:40 to go. Second quarter. Nobody stopping Esser. She bolts right down the lane. Straight line drive. Good by Peyton Esser. Superbly done. Deflection, Jackson Center in backcourt. Hannah Foote tracks it down. And then Kennedy Reese fouls Edwards, who had leaked out the other way. 1:26 to go here in the first half. 24-21 Jackson Center. 5 straight for the Tigers, who'd fallen behind 21-19 after Lehman Catholic had outscored Jackson Center 10-1 in a 4.5-minute stretch. The free throw is good by Edwards to make it 24-22 Jackson Center. Second free throw upcoming for Edwards. She dips the knees, pushes it toward the rim. Yes. He's got them both. 24-23, Jackson Center up a point. Lehman Catholic continues to be in the zone. Jackson Center rotates the ball around on top. Esser foul line on the arc to Pauline Meyer. Skips it cross court to Elkert. Little touch pass into Nicole Foote. Well done. Nicole turns and banks in an 8-footer. Assist Cameron Elkert. Good pass. 26-23 in favor of Jackson Center. And here's a big-time travel at midcourt. Allie Hall got the ball. She was in congestion couple Jackson Center players hovering over her that forced the miscue. 53 seconds to go. Second quarter of play. Jackson Center with the ball in the arc. It's Esser, foul line. Nicole Foote shoots it from there again. Missed it long. Pauline Meyer, tug of war with the ball for Edwards. She gathers, gives it to Foote. Back to Pauline. Three-point try short. Nicole Foote's got the rebound. Double dribble. Yep, Jackson Center's having the kind of shooting game, Chuck, the Lehman Catholic wanted. Boy, the Tigers have been off the mark. They've gotten plenty of good looks. Here's a wild inbounds pass against the press, stolen by Kristen Ware of Jackson Center. And head coach Scott Dosick wants to run some offense with 32.2 to go in the second. Tigers up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Here is the situation. Jackson Center 26, Lehman Catholic 23. Tigers after a timeout from head coach Scott Dosick. Throw it in at midcourt. It's Peyton Esser. Bounce pass far left side to Pauline Meyer. Back to Peyton. Peyton throws down right corner to Cole Foote. Here's Peyton, head of the key with 21 to play. Now to Pauline on the arc. Let's see if Peyton penetrates at about the 10-second mark. Peyton, 25 feet out. Throws deep right corner to Pauline Meyer. Into the post to Ware. Back to Pauline, who sets and shoots the three. It curls out with 6 seconds to go. Rebounded by Lehman in backcourt. Cavaliers get it to the timeline. No, they don't. Traveling with 1.3 remaining. Jackson Center's got a chance for an inbounds pass and a shot. Cameron Elkert will try to push this one up into the half court. Nope, it goes into the back court to Peyton Esser. She swings a 50-footer short. No good. And the first half is history. Jackson Center 26 and Lehman Catholic 23. We've got the Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report coming up in a moment. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses in the area with high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Halftime score, Jackson Center 26 and Lehman Catholic 23. Houston beat Mechanicsburg in game one tonight, 56-49. The Wildcats await the winner on Saturday at noon in the upper bracket sectional championship. We are live on the web at 11:45 on Saturday. Tigers ahead by three. Halftime stats next on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market
plants in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Well, it's been ragged at times here tonight in Game 2. Jackson Center has managed to forge a three-point halftime edge, 26-23 over Layman Catholic, which has hung in there as a result of getting to the foul line frequently. Tigers up three. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck.
Well, there's your difference right there. Jackson Center's got a three-point lead, but they've been outscored by nine at the free throw line.
Wow.
Layman 13 of 21. They make a few more of those, and they're at least tied. Jackson Center only went six times, made four of them. Rebounding edge goes to the Cavaliers, 18 to 17. 9-6 rebounding, offensive rebounding advantage to Jackson Center. Layman turned it 12 times in the first half. Jackson Center turned it 7. Individual scoring for Jackson Center, they were led by Peyton Esser with 8. They got 7 from Nicole Fote. They got 5 from Pauline Meyer. She had a nice first half. Then they got 2 each from Cassie Meyer, Kennedy Reese, and Christian Ware. They scored 11 and 15, 26 for the first half. Layman led in scoring by Alana O'Leary. I thought she was terrific.
Yep.
She had 10. Then they got 4 from Hannah Fote. They got 3 from Cassie Lee, who sparked them off the bench. And then they got 2 each from Edwards, McFarlane, and Allison Hall. They scored 8 and 15, 23-26. Jackson Center with the lead at the half.
And we don't have shooting stats, Chuck, but Jackson Center has got to be down around the 25% mark. A lot of good shots for the Tigers. They're not falling. If Jackson Center is shooting a representative percentage, they've got a double-digit lead, but it's not happening. Credit Layman Catholic. Defense is pretty good, and the Cavaliers are working the basket at the offensive end. They're attacking the goal, and in some cases, I think, baiting the Tigers into free throws.
Well, they're not a real good shooting basketball team. It's pretty obvious, but they are very aggressive.
Yep.
They get into the lane. They're going to the free throw line. And I thought the difference in the second quarter was that Jackson Center continued to go to Nicole Fote at the high post, and she finally hit three baskets there in the second quarter.
Yes.
So she ended with 7. Cassie Meyer only had 2 points. So if Meyer and Fote come out and play like they can in the second half, it should be okay for Jackson. But right now, Layman more aggressive than Jackson Center.
Alana O'Leary, very impressive.
She's terrific.
Yeah, very good.
I like her a lot.
Yep. Alana O'Leary has been the driving force for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, who are down by 3 to Jackson Center. Excuse me. Tigers up 26-23. That's our halftime report. Brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. he just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nicholson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We are about 4 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Jackson Center leads Lehman Catholic by 3 points, 26-23. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores more than 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during basketball games here on scoresbroadcast.com, when during tournament action, we often highlight seniors for both clubs, and there are several. Jackson Center Tigers have on their roster a few 12th graders who will be missed for their outstanding play on the court and their major contributions in the classroom at Jackson Center High School. Seniors for Jackson Center do include Pauline Meyer, Peyton Esser, Nicole Fote. Those three young ladies will be missed, although Jackson Center does return a host of experience next year. Lehman Catholic, pretty young as well. As you look down through the Cavalier rosters, Cassie Lee is a senior. Allie Hall is a senior. And Emily Rago, also a 12th grader. Six between the two teams, all of them fine students and excellent contributors on the floor during basketball season. These young ladies under the spotlight here tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. It's game two of our doubleheader tonight. Jackson Center is ahead of Lehman Catholic 26-23. The winner of this game plays Houston Saturday at noon. The Wildcats defeated Mechanicsburg earlier tonight in Game 1 by a score of 56-49. One of our new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, and we are glad to have Francis Schulze aboard. The building market knows Francis Schulze as an outstanding distributor for many high-quality building products. Masonite, Superior Aluminum Columns and Railings, Safeway Garage Doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality makes it a top choice for dealers. And because of Francis Schulze and Rushi and other strong and healthy employers, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted by scoresbroadcast.com. On the web at francisschulze.com. That's S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. Second half underway. Jackson Center with the ball to our left. Tigers leading by three. Pauline Meyer right out of the gate. Shoots down the middle of the floor. All the way to the rim. A runner rolling off. No good. Lehman Catholic snags it. Comes down the floor to Hannah Fote inside the arc. Hoists up an 18-footer short. And it goes out of bounds to Jackson Center. Head coach Craig Hall to her right, indicating to Hannah. Little shot fake, put that ball on the floor. See if you got a shorter shot or maybe, who knows, an alley to the basket. Baseline right of the basket. Jackson Center will throw in. Lehman tipped it out. Chuck, I'm impressed by both coaches. Craig Hall, Scott Nosek doing good jobs tonight. Trying to push the buttons necessary to get their teams to upgrade their basketball just a tick here in the second half. One team that reels off 8 or 10 in a row is going to win this game. Here's a drive into the lane, but Peyton Esser at rim came out. No good. Fine rebound. Olivia Clark low on the right. She's fouled, and she'll get two. And the first team that can reel off a series of points will have a decided advantage. Free throw by Clark on the way. Yes. Although after a very slow start in scoring, only 6 points in the first 4 minutes plus, the two teams did produce 49 together in that first half. First foul shot, Clark, good. Second one by Olivia, dead center. Nice form mechanically for the tall sophomore there. Here's Lehman Catholic on a run out, trying to beat pressure. Down the floor to O'Leary. Jackson Center catches up with her. It's a hasty shot, no good. Taken down by Esther of Jackson Center. She tries to scoot the other way, and Lehman Catholic gets in front late, and it's a common foul. And that's a three on
Bonin.
Bonin. Yep, Grace has got a trio of fouls. Who else for Lehman's got three?
I think that's it for three of them.
Olivia Clark, three for Jackson Center.
Yes.
28-23 lead. Tigers up five. A minute gone, third quarter. Top of the circle, Pauline Meyer circles, goes right down the lane, shot short off to the left, rebound Clark, she's clearly out of bounds, though. And Lehman Catholic gets it. Jackson Center's been applying full court pressure all night. That's made it difficult for Lehman to move the ball comfortably in the half court and set the offense. When they do get it across, they go ahead and push it. And here is O'Leary barreling down the left side, beat the pressure, Chuck. Tried to stop on a dime, could not do it, and walked.
Well, she looked to throw the ball back out. The way she goes to the free throw line, she needed to just go ahead and put that up.
Yeah, you're right. 6:35 to go, third quarter, foul line, Cassie Meyer. Oh, a nifty bounce pass, threading the needle down low on the right to Clark. Couldn't make it, though. Tigers got it back. Cassie in the paint, in and out of a 10-footer. Clark's rebound, a lot of rim, it's good. Olivia Clark staked her body between a couple Cavaliers. We've got Jackson Center on a steal at midcourt, but in so doing, the young lady for the Tigers who intercepted the ball kind of rounded off on the dribble a little bit and went slightly over and back. It was detected by the referee across the way.
Well, if they could go to the monitor, I think they would see that she never had control before she went over.
That might have been the case.
Jackson, still not a bad call. I'm not complaining about the call.
And then Jackson Center had a quick steal. Nonetheless, Cassie Meyer plowed down the floor into the lane, and she was cracked from behind. She's got two free throws here with Jackson Center up by seven, trying to edge out to a 9-point lead. Foul shot good, 31-23 Tigers. 6:16 left here in the third quarter. And head coach Craig Hall of Lehman sensing it might be getting away from the Cavaliers.
Timeout.
Yes. Signals for a timeout. Was that a full, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
We'll stay right here and let our listeners know all about Brookins in Fort Loramie, a fixture since the late 1800s when mules pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, the spacious second floor open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. Cassie Meyer at the free throw line for the Jackson Center Tigers shoots it up and in. That was, what, the second of two?
Yeah, they called the timeout.
Timeout was called between the free throws by Cassie. And then Layman Catholic coming up the near side of the floor is stopped cold right in front of us. And the Cavaliers throw it out of bounds. Jackson Center ahead by nine. It was three at the half. Layman Catholic yet to score in 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Peyton Esser. Around one defender, another, contorts herself, shoots it, no good. Rebound Layman thrown away. Here's Cassie Meyer entering the paint. Down low to Clark, no, but a foul. And Jackson Center, Chuck, is on a mission to get the ball to Clark, who's much taller than anybody for Layman on the interior.
Right, Clark and Fode, and Layman's got four turnovers and haven't scored here in the first 2 minutes.
Free throw, Olivia Clark, Jackson Center, good. Mechanically, she is rock solid at the stripe.
Yeah, she missed the front end of the one-and-one in the second quarter, but that was right on the rim and came off.
Olivia shoots again. In and out, won't go. Rebound Layman. Here's a bullet-like pass down to O'Leary. It is too far out in front. Goes out of bounds. 5:51 to go, third quarter, 33-23. Jackson Center now up 10. It was 26-23 at the break. 7-0 Tigers, beginning of the third quarter. Peyton Esser between the circles. Foul line, Cassie Meyer in the teeth of the zone. One dribble into the lane. 10-footer, soft touch, good. Hit the rim twice, fell through. 12-point game now. Tigers apply the pressure. Layman can't get it in. 5 seconds are gone. Jackson Center ball beneath the hoop.
They came out on a mission here in the third quarter,
sure,
for sure.
Indeed. Yep. Ball thrown on the arc to Esser. Esser straight away. Layman Catholic still in his zone. Jackson Center throwing in the middle of it with relative ease. This time it goes to Cassie Meyer, who drops it. Tie-up results. Arrow favors Layman. 5 minutes, 17 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Jackson Center's press is simply not allowing Layman Catholic to run a semblance of half-court offense. They do break the press here, get it up the floor to Cassie Lee. Cassie dives into lane, banks it on the run, no good. Oh, a real tenacious rebound on the play, but Layman Catholic shot missed on the play, but a foul against Jackson Center. Good work on the inside by Layman Catholic. That was Gracie who got the board. Free throw by her, swish, she hits. Second shot upcoming. She eyes the basket, pours that one in as well. And the lead for Jackson Center, which was 12, is back to 10, 35-25. Unguarded coming in from the right corner is Pauline Meyer, left it short. Knew where the ball was going to go, got her rebound back, but she's on the stripe, out of bounds. Up a couple free throws by Grace Monin of Layman Catholic. And then an empty possession by Jackson Center, giving the Cavaliers a chance here. Here's Alana O'Leary breaking the pressure. And she's on a roll right down the floor into the lane. Shot it too hard, no good. Rebound Lee, foul against Jackson Center. Well, it's feast or famine for Layman against that press. The net result, I think, was on the plus side in the first half. Hasn't been so here in the third quarter. Free throw, Cassie Lee, too strong, off to the right. 35-25, Jackson Center. Second free throw here, Cassie Lee of Lehman Catholic, who may have made the most spectacular shot of the night. Foul shot, yes. 35-26, three straight points by Lehman. Lead for Jackson Center is 9. Here's Cassie Meyer bobbling the basketball. Pauline recovers. Right corner, Esser jumping, shooting a triple. Got it. Peyton Esser from way outside. A little bit of a scattered floor after the ball was shaken free. Here's a drive down the lane by O'Leary of Lehman. Shot it up, no good. Rebound low on the right is in. Oh, a good stick back on the play by Monin of Lehman Catholic. 4 points for her in the last minute. The lead for Jackson Center, 10, as Nicole Fote tries from long range, way short. Rebound Lee, 3-on-2 Lehman. Down to O'Leary in the corner. And she lost the dribble. It goes out of bounds to Jackson Center. 38-28. The lead for Jackson Center, 10. That's where it continues to hover with 4:07 to go in the third quarter. Lehman Catholic, Chuck, cannot let this game get any further away from them.
No, double digits right now is not good, but they're still in striking distance.
And Jackson Center can put some distinct separation between the two clubs with a couple of effective offensive possessions here. Here is Nicole Fote on the arc, gives it up on the play to a new young lady who's in. Winter on the floor now for the Tigers. Winter has trouble. Overplay by Lehman Catholic and a steal. But then a wraparound pass goes astray, out of bounds. Intended for O'Leary up the floor. She couldn't reach it.
I don't mind that turnover. I mean, they're running the floor and trying to make something happen.
Vanessa Winter, 5'9 junior, in now for Jackson Center. And Jackson Center has difficulty getting it in. Good defense by Lehman. Here's a steal. Down low in the right hand of Fote. Shot rolls across the rim. And Jackson Center gets it back. Here's Cassie Meyer to the foul line. Pulls up at the stripe. And she's grabbed. 3 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Seems like we've been playing this period for half an hour. Chuck, and only 4.5 minutes have gone off.
I think we have been on the clock playing it.
38-28.
Fourth foul on Grace Mon, and she's going to have to sit.
And she's had a very good third period. 5 points for Lehman Catholic in the half. Jackson Center's outscored Lehman 12-5. Jumping, shooting a three ball. Cassie Meyer, high right, switched it. Oh, nothing but cord. Good-looking shot by Cassie. And that stretches the lead to 13, and Lehman turns it over again right in front of the Tigers' bench. Big bucket to Cassie Meyer at the 3:18 mark of the third quarter to advance Jackson Center's lead to 13 points. Peyton Esser dribbles out at the timeline. Crosses over, goes to the foul stripe, running one-hander, off the back iron, no good. Somebody tagged her on the right wrist as she released. Foul against Lehman Catholic while Esser was shooting, and she toes the stripe. Seems like the teams have reversed roles in terms of fouling here in the second half, Chuck. Jackson Center plagued with fouls first half, Lehman here in the second.
Well, Jackson's gone to the line 8 times here in the third quarter, but Lehman's still gone 4 times. They've shot 25 free throws in the game so far.
Free throw made by Esser. Second one danced off to the left. The lead is 14 now for Jackson Center. Biggest of the game, 42-28. Here's O'Leary, crossover dribble against Kennedy Reese, and she coughed it up. Here's a steal by Winter of Jackson Center. Pulls up, gives it to Esser. Good shot fake. Goes baseline around the defender and drew the two-shot foul. Peyton Esser is playing possessed. Boy, she is shot faking on the arc, beating one or two defenders to the basket. And she's at the stripe again, where Jackson Center has been frequently here in the third quarter. Free throw, Esser up and good.
Peyton's got 13 now.
This game was tied at 3, better than 4 minutes into the first quarter. Clubs have been racking up the points since. Jackson Center in the last, 17 minutes has racked up 44 points after a three-point beginning and over 4 minutes to start the game. Foul shots by Esther good. The lead is 16. Here's Allie Hall in the post for Lehman. Squares up, leans forward, and she is nicked on the arm. And we still have 2:33 to go in the third quarter. Allie Hall's got a pair for Lehman. Hall's on the floor with Hannah Fote, Carly Edwards. Those are three of the five. Shot good by Allie Hall. Alana O'Leary on the court for the Cavaliers. The lead for Jackson Center, 15. Second shot is short, and collecting the rebound is Kristen Ware of Jackson Center. Maddie McFarland, the fifth player out there now for Lehman, which sags back in on defense, behind with 15 points. Here's Kennedy Reese with a left-hand dribble through the top of the circle, and oops, Kristen Ware tried to set a pick. Kevin Forer said, "You were moving." Foul against the Tigers. Here comes Lehman. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Here's the ball thrown. High post to Hall. Squares up. Puts it on the deck. Bounces off to a teammate. Here's McFarland through the top of the circle. Cameron Elkert on her. Now to Hall. Outside the arc on the left. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lehman behind with 15. Here's Hall trying to step through two defenders. Does so just enough. Not much room to shoot. She extended the arms, gets the benefit.
Wow, they're going to call that a two-shot foul?
Uh-huh. Huh. Allie Hall toes the charity stripe, a pair coming. 44-29 Jackson Center, free throw Hall, swish. 44-30. Houston Wildcats team across the way has departed. With Mr. Allen, the head coach of the Cats, having scouted these two teams for nearly three quarters. Houston gets the winner Saturday at noon. Of course, Houston played Jackson Center twice during the regular season. Both free throws by Hall made, or was
made them both,
to make it a 44-31 game. Hall connects twice at the stripe, a minute 56 left to be played here in the third period. Left-hand dribble up the floor, Esser. Jackson Center defeated Houston twice in the regular season. Esser below the foul line. Arches up a floater, hit the rim, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center's Nicole Fote. Therese on the arc, Cameron Elkert. Here's a long triple. It lipped the rim and came out. Here comes McFarland for Lehman. Cross-court pass picked off by Kennedy Reese. One-on-two break. Kennedy on the dead run. Darting down the left side of the lane, shot it with the right hand. That triggered contact from the defender, and it's a foul. A minute 23 to go, third quarter. We are still in the third. 44-31 Tigers.
Getting close to my bedtime.
Kennedy Reese shoots the free throw up, in and out. It got over the front rim. Might have tickled the net. Half the ball disappeared. Somehow it popped out. Second free throw, Kennedy Reese. High arch, good. 45-31. Jackson Center by 14. Tigers defeated Houston 51-39 in Jackson Center's opener at Houston on December 1st. And then defeated Houston by only 5 January 14th at Jackson Center. Here's Lehman driving baseline right. Jackson Center chokes off the offensive player for Lehman, but the Tigers don't get set. It's ruled a defensive foul on Reese.
That's the first time that O'Leary's actually been aggressive here in the third quarter.
Here's the ball inbound of Lehman right below the rim to Lee. Lee stumbles down out of bounds to the Tigers. Minute 9 to go in the third.
That's 24 turnovers now for Lehman. There's your difference in the ballgame.
You're right. And Lehman's had too many possessions without shots. And several of those have been live ball turnovers, leading to Jackson Center goals or free throws. outside the arc, Elkert. Left corner, Esser, good shake and bake move. Drives, pulls up, eight-footer, danced off the rim. Rebound Elkert, though. Right corner, jump shots away by Winner. It bounced around, came off, and Lehman's got it. O'Leary to midcourt, 34 seconds to go in the third. O'Leary down the lane, all the way to the rim. It is no good. Stick back in, a foot, missed it. And coming out of there with the rebound is Winner for Jackson Center. She was staggering but maintained possession and gave it up on the play to Esther at midcourt with 17 to play. 14-point lead, Jackson Center. Very productive third quarter for the Tigers, who have outscored Lehman Catholic 19-8. 6 seconds left. Esser fakes right, goes left. Feeds a teammate, baseline left. Here's a short jump shot. Good by Vanessa Winner. It hit the rim, bounced up in the air, came down, and fell right through the netting. That's what a soft touch will do for you. The goal by Winner ends the third quarter successfully for the Tigers, who are now up 16-47-31 over Lehman on scores.broadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Picklip, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Yep, we're all set to start quarter number four here at Sydney High School with Jackson Center in front of Lehman Catholic by 16. Houston won the first game 56-49. Chuck, who were the leading scorers for the Wildcats in that opening game one tonight? I know Macy Stang was splendid.
Winner had 19, Stang had 17, and Hensley had 11. Three in double figures.
Yep, those three young ladies sparked the Houston Wildcats to the first game triumph tonight, 56-49, over the Mechanicsburg Indians, who played Houston tough right to the wire. It was a very entertaining game. 7:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. Period starts with Jackson Center getting the ball inside to Nicole Fote. And, boy, she has had very tough luck shooting. Hit two or three in a row there in the second quarter. And she just circled the free throw around the rim, and it came out. There's a lid on it for Nicole tonight. Second shot by Nicole. Swish. 48-31, Jackson Center.
That's the remedy for that. Don't hit the rim.
You're right. Tigers defense stifling here in the half. Another foul, though, on Jackson Center. Yep, we are at 16 fouls in the second half, and that's with only 8 minutes and 17 seconds played. 16 fouls. Free throw by Lehman Catholic, up and in. Shot made by Grace Monin.
She's only a freshman. I kind of like her.
Yep, very good ninth grader. A lot to look forward to. Both free throws pumped up and through. 48-33, Jackson Center by 15. Grace Monin connects twice. Here's Esser down the right side of the floor for Jackson Center. Foul line to Pauline Meyer. Boxed in momentarily. Gives it up to Elkert on the arc. Lets it fly a little long. Rebound Cassie Lee. Right now, Lehman Catholic needs to make a run.
Yeah, with down 15, they can't have any empty possessions. That's
Here's
sure.
Allie Hall from three-point land. Bottom of the well. She swished it. Allie Hall wasn't guarded. She took the pass. The first one into the half court. And turned, didn't dribble. A set shot went right through. Here's Jackson Center passing up the floor, intercepted by Allie Hall. Down low on the left to a teammate, Hannah Fote. Her seven-footer, good! It rolled around and went in. And here come the Cavaliers on cue. 48-38. Jackson Center's lead of 17, whittled to 10. Another steal. Cassie Lee on a bust out. Layup, got it. Head coach Scott Gosick of the Tigers has seen enough. Nine straight by Lehman, and the 17-point Jackson Center lead has been shaved to 8. Midway through the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. We've opened play in the fourth. Jackson Center spurted to a 48-31 lead. And just as we said, Lehman Catholic needed a surge, Chuck, it happened. We still have 6:43 to play. I may have misled our listeners. The clock went off the scoreboard there during the break, and I said we were at the midway point in the fourth. Not true. Only a minute 17 gone in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center's lead is only 8 points. And Jackson Center solves the press this time. Up the floor to Nicole Fote. Bounce pass to Clark. Good save by Lee.
Kick save.
Yes, a kick save. She got a boot on the ball.
It hit the rim, too. Almost went in.
With her tennis shoe, she jammed it out of bounds, saving a layup from Jackson Center. Here's Esser to Pauline Meyer, right side of the floor, left-hand dribble in the lane. Now to Cassie at the foul stripe, puts it on the deck. Right corner, Nicole Fote goes baseline, tries a reverse, no. Rebound deflects to Cassie Meyer in front, six-footer, missed it. Rebound to Lehman Catholic. And the Cavaliers, within 8, have a chance to cut it to 6 or 5. 25 feet away with the ball is McIver. McIver hands off to Hall. Hall sets and shoots. Nobody picks her up. Short. Rebound comes down to Pauline Meyer of Jackson Center. That was a significant possession right there. Allie Hall couldn't drain it. Here's Esser darting down the floor for Jackson Center. Pulls up in the lane. Lift the rim on the shot, but she was nicked on the arm, and she'll shoot two.
I'll tell you what, I liked the shot by Hall, though, because she just made one. She got her feet set, got a good look at it. That would have been a real backbreaker for Jackson if that would have dropped.
It would have. Agree wholeheartedly. That was a three-pointer to cut it to 48-43. With still over 6 minutes to go, but it missed. Here is Esser. Free throw. A lot of rim. It skips around and goes in.
Peyton has a real habit of getting her weight forward, and she's real close to being over that line when she shoots the free throw.
I noticed that. Shot by Peyton. This time she stays back and swished it. 50-40, Jackson Center by 10 after Lehman had cut it to 48-40 with just over 6 to play. And now Lehman Catholic trying to get the ball inbounds, signals for a timeout. We'll keep it right here, let you know all about Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. He reaches out to assist small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, custom builds, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville.
He's got a score from Jeff Bray. Ohio State beat Michigan tonight, 76-66.
I thought they might get that done at Columbus.
Well, they needed to.
Yep.
I would like to see O'Leary. She has not scored here in the second half. I'd like to see her take this thing over, try to get in the lane and go back to the free throw line like she did in the first half.
Yeah, in that sense, Lehman Catholic has departed from its game here in the second half. Here's a quick pass up the floor to O'Leary. Foul line to Hannah Fote. Lehman needs a goal this possession. The lead for Jackson Center, 10. O'Leary goes to the baseline, tries to push up a shot. It grazes the side of the backboard, and Jackson Center comes away with it. It was a tough shot by Alana O'Leary of Lehman Catholic. Quick three try by Jackson Center, way short. Then the ball is knocked right back to Peyton Ezra, shoots it again and swishes this one.
She's got 18 points.
What a game for her. Jackson Center responding with 4 points after Lehman had cut it to 8, and now Lehman coughs it up again.
Way too many empty possessions for the Cavaliers to win this basketball game.
Turnover, ball back to the Tigers. Here at midcourt with it is Esser. We're at the 5-minute mark. Esser handoff right side of the floor to Pauline Meyer. Pauline probes the lane. Good block by Lehman on top. It's ruled a jump. Arrow favors Lehman. Second half has taken a long time to complete. We still have nearly 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. 52-40 in favor of Jackson Center. Lehman inbounds. Up the left side of the floor comes McIver for Lehman. Crossover dribble against Esser. Got to the foul line. Took steps entering the paint. It was detected by the official. A walk is called. Pressure being applied against Jackson Center. Midcourt pass goes to Fode. Up the left side to Cassie Meyer. The lead is 12 for Jackson Center. 52-40. Bounce pass right corner to Pauline. Left side of the floor, open to Cole Fote. Nobody on her inside the arc. Swish on a 17-footer. That's Nicole Fote we're used to seeing right there. Back to a 14-point game, but Lehman Catholic breaks down the press and gets a driving layup from Carly Edwards. 54-42. Jackson Center up 12. Esser throws right corner to Ware. On top to Cassie Meyer. She hurls up a long three, hit the back rim once, twice, no good. Rebound down to O'Leary of Lehman. She angles through the paint, running shot blocked, taken away by Ware of Jackson Center. To Esser, who will walk it over the timeline with 3:50 to go in the game. In Jackson Center up by 12, 54-42. Here's Pauline Meyer, right flank, steps underneath the arc. Let's it fly from 17. Missed it short. No good. Rebound down to McIver. Good bounce pass ahead to Hannah Fote. Driving layup. No. She took steps anyway.
Yeah, she couldn't gather the basketball in that time. You need to grab that. Make sure you have a jump stop.
3 minutes and 35 seconds to go here in the fourth. Jackson Center up 12-54-42. Lehman Catholic needs a stop. Here's a Fote. Nicole inside the arc gives it up to Esther between the circles. Right side, Kennedy Reese for Jackson Center. Into the right corner to Cassie Meyer. Little pick and roll. She and Ware. Ware catches on the block, muscles up, and gets it. Well done. Nice two-person game on that half of the floor. Cassie Meyer and Kristen Ware. 14-point game, 56-42. 3:04 to go here in the fourth. Lehman Catholic has the ball swatted free out of bounds. Lehman inbounding again. Backcourt, it goes to Hannah Fote. Fote hands off to McIver with 2:56 and counting. Jackson Center 56, Lehman Catholic 42. High post is Hall against Fote. Ball high overhead. Fakes right, goes left, right down the pike, all the way to the rim, drops it through. Nice job by Allie Hall of Lehman Catholic, which is back within 12, 56-44. Kennedy Reese up and over the timeline for Jackson Center. Hand off to Cassie Meyer. Cassie, left-hand dribble, goes to near midcourt with it. Throws to Kennedy Reese. Into the right corner, Peyton Esser, left-hand dribble, pulls up in front of the arc, doesn't shoot. Gives it up, gets it back. Here's a 12-footer by Peyton. Rim, backboard, no. Rebound is punched away out of bounds off of Lehman Catholic. Cameron Elkert for Peyton Esser gets a round of applause. She has been superb.
She needs a rest. I think that's a very good substitution right there.
2 minutes, 13 seconds left in the game. Timeout call. Jackson Center up 12 on scores.broadcast.com.
Ernest Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, it looks more and more like Jackson Center will be Houston's opponent on Saturday at noon. We're live on the web at 11:45 with the upper bracket sectional championship game. Tigers lead Lehman Catholic here by a dozen. Cavaliers need a tremendous comeback in the final 2 minutes to pull this out. Here's Cassie Meyer driving down the lane. Leaves it baseline left for Kennedy Reese. A short shot is short. And the rebound is tipped away out of bounds by the Tigers. Alana O'Leary and Cassie Lee set to re-enter for Lehman Catholic. Well, if Lehman is going to make a move, Chuck, it's got to be right now, pronto.
Yep, 2 minutes to go. They can't have any more empty possessions.
Hall lobs inbounds to O'Leary. She sprints up the near side, picked up by Kennedy Reese. And O'Leary goes around her into the lane, running one-hander. No good. Rebounded by Jackson Center's Nicole Foch. She ripped it off the glass. Fed it down to Cassie Meyer. Tigers play pitch and catch. Cameron Elker, Cassie Meyer. Cassie fakes left, goes right. And the very good foul shooter will go to the stripe as O'Leary slapped her. That is team foul 10 at least on Lehman Catholic. Double bonus for Cassie. And she shoots that one up and through to make it 57-45 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers' biggest lead was at 48-17.
Right?
Yeah, 31. 48-31. And then Lehman Catholic reeled off 9 straight points.
Yep.
Got it down to 8. Back up to 14 in favor of the Tigers on 2 made free throws by Cassie Meyer. O'Leary to Hall, top of the key. Winner on her. Vanessa not giving her much space because Hall will shoot it from out there. She does so anyway. She got a half a screen, left it short. Good rebound by Lehman Catholic. Shot up there by Edwards, no good. On the second try, she is bumped, and she's got 2 foul shots with a minute 16 to go.
A lot of freshmen and sophomores getting time and looking good for Lehman. I think the future is bright for them.
Indeed. Free throw, Edwards, up and in. I oftentimes, Chuck, will take a look at free throws and how the young ladies handle the ball, and Lehman Catholic has numerous young ladies who do those two phases of the game very well. Edwards makes her first free throw, right on the money on her second. Yeah, Lehman Catholic will be a force in girls basketball in the region next year, for sure. Lehman Catholic won 12 this year, 12-10 coming into this game. Will conclude the year 12-11. Nice 5-game win streak at the end of the campaign, broken here tonight. 58-46, Jackson Center up 12. Ball flung up the floor to Miranda Hickey, who's in. Stolen, though, by Lehman. Here's a run out by O'Leary with the left hand all the way to the cup. Good. And with a minute to go, Jackson Center's lead is 10, 58-48. Kennedy Reese in backcourt to Winter, up ahead. Winter bounce pass in the right corner. Ball is flicked away out of bounds off of Lehman Catholic.
Connor Pipke.
Yes, Connor Pipke in the game for Jackson Center, which is substituting freely. 48 seconds left. The lead is 10. Should be comfortable enough. Reese retreats to near the timeline. Goes to Pipke down in the right-hand corner. Now to Hickey. Lehman Catholic tries to take it away. Gets a mitt on it. Claws for the ball. It's ruled a jump. And in the corner, it will be thrown in by Jackson Center with 38.3 to go. Inbounding the ball, Jackson Center. Kennedy Reese, 35 feet out, dribble drive through the lane, all the way to the basket, running left-hander. No good, but she was in motion without dribbling.
The key word there was running, yep. Left-hander.
A little bit of traffic. She tried to run through it.
Yeah.
Peddled by a couple defenders without getting the ball on the court. Here's Lehman behind by 10, 24 seconds to go. Cross-court pass. Good drive by Carly Edwards around a Tiger defender, and she lays it up and in. Well done by Edwards. And Jackson Center's lead is 8, 58-50. It was 48-40 with 5.5 to play. And the teams have split the last 20 points. Final seconds run off, and that'll do it. Jackson Center Tigers earn an upper bracket sectional championship berth against Houston on Saturday by virtue of the win tonight over Lehman Catholic, 58-50. The Tigers, with a very good third quarter, mount a 17-point advantage at one time at 48-31 and stave off Lehman Catholic down the stretch. 58-50, Jackson Center defeats Lehman Catholic, which concludes the year 12-11. It's a young Lehman team, which should be a strong club next year in area high school girls basketball. Yep, that sets the table for the upper bracket sectional championship game on Saturday afternoon. A noon tip-off, Jackson Center and Houston. Tigers won both meetings during the regular season. And the lower bracket sectional pairing will be decided tomorrow. We will not cover tomorrow's action for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. We return to the web on Friday night at 5:15 from Piqua. Three games for you. Boys Division IV action on Friday night from Piqua. We are off until then. 58-50 win by Jackson Center. Lehman Catholic impressive. Jackson Center's tenacity on defense caused too many turnovers, Chuck, for Lehman to win this game.
Yeah, they turned the ball over 28 times in the game. You're not going to win any basketball game turning it over that much. But I was impressed with their effort. They were outmanned tonight, but they hung in and actually, got it down to a cosmetic 8-point final score.
Yeah, Lehman gave a very good account of itself tonight. Jackson Center didn't shoot it well throughout the evening, but Peyton Esser, wow, she was active, controlled the basketball, and when she wasn't making points, she got the ball into the hands of the players who did, and she was the orchestrator, if there is such a word, tonight for Jackson Center.
Well, she is, to me, the most improved player in the Shelby County League. This whole season, she has really, she was always a good defender, always kind of took care of the basketball, but she's never been a scorer like she's turned into now and that could get them a pretty decent run here in the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that comment either. Peyton has played splendidly over the last two-thirds of the year. Yep, she has really developed into an outstanding senior point guard for head coach Scott Dosick's Jackson Center Tigers, who defeat Lehman Catholic by a score of 58-50. Again, Chuck, our stars of the game are...
Well, on the Lehman side, Alana O'Leary. She's only a sophomore, and I'll tell you what, you're going to hear that name a lot here in the next couple of years. And on Jackson Center's side, it's got to be Peyton Esser. Mm-hmm.
O'Leary and Esser take the honors tonight. Cassie's, or I should say, Clancy's. Clancy's restaurant in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we couldn't ask for a better night here on scoresbroadcast.com this evening. Second round girls division 4 sectional games from Sydney, a 7-pointer and an 8-pointer, two very competitive girls basketball games here this evening.
Yeah, both games were really good. I mean, I think at least I was a little surprised that they were as competitive as they were, because you just kind of felt like maybe mm-hmm. Jackson and Houston were better, but you give Mechanicsburg and Lehman credit.
Yep. Want to let our listeners know that we're going to get Sydney Clark here on with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney Clark here, owned jointly by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves. They do outstanding car repair work, well over 40 years of excellent car repair service between the two. Honest with you all the time, we'll do no more work than your car needs. Very fair price and prompt, too. And they've got loaner vehicles for you if you need one for a day or a day and a half. That's Sydney Car Care, Todd Brown, Corey Shreves. They get repeat customers left and right. Formerly McLean's service, located on 4th Street between the drive-in and the hospital in Sydney. That's 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney. Sydney Car Care, prompt and priced just right. Triple header coming up from Piqua on Friday night, 5:15 webcast time. Looking forward to the start of the boys' Division IV sectional tourney.
Always the best time. I've been around that Piqua sectional tournament for 25 years. It never disappoints.
And don't forget then on Saturday we'll have two games for you in the afternoon, and then a doubleheader from Piqua at night Saturday afternoon. Tip-offs at noon and approximately 1:30. We could have, in the lower bracket sectional championship, a very good likelihood of Fort Loramie tangling with Bodkins or Farallon.
Yes.
Yep. Fort Loramie against Bodkins or Farallon in the second game of two on Saturday afternoon. Houston-Jackson Center, that pairing is set. Game one, tip-off at noon. Then Saturday night, two games for you from the Piqua Boys D4 sectional tourney. That's where we are on Friday night for three, beginning at 5:15.
Should be a good time, and this time of year, we get a lot of games in. It kind of wears you out, but when it's over, you miss it. So I just really enjoy this.
And these quality girls basketball games.
Better than what we usually see here in the first couple of rounds.
Oh, yeah. These games tonight just keep the adrenaline flowing.
Yep.
I wish now there was one more doubleheader between now and 1 a.m., Chuck.
Well, call me and tell me how it turns out.
The length of that second game comprised
like a doubleheader.
It sure was. Yeah. And so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, Jackson Center wins game two, 58-50 over Lehman Catholic. Gratitude as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. For Rhett Jish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, and for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Sydney, where Houston has defeated Mechanicsburg 56-49, and in our nightcap, Jackson Center downs Lehman Catholic 58-50.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.